but scary. I mean, this is the first time I really do get to meet you, and I've heard so many things about you. So yeah.
Yeah, there's so many people that are just scared. They're scared to ask referrals.
Right. Well, and I'm not.
But then you come out of the gate and just crushing it. I mean, you issued over $10,000 in business your first month.
I got a $1,000 paycheck in like 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what? Yeah, one policy paid me $1,100.
But do you think there's any other secrets to your success, or what is it that you're doing out there that you're doing such a great job?
I would like to do what you're doing. I would like to help as many people as you helped me.
I appreciate it. I hope half of them are good.
More than likely, all of them are good. Going through the classes and stuff that I didn't realize how much I wanted to do it.
Right.
You know, helping people, that was my major, major thing.
Welcome to my show of ordinary people doing extraordinary things, where we hear from regular people who got tired of living their ordinary lives and were not afraid to make that jump.
You gotta be different. You can't be doing what everyone else is doing. You gotta create action. You gotta create momentum. So I'm looking for demand, and I'm looking for mentorship, because I wanted to know everything my mentor knew.
People who are just like you and me. Hello, my name is David Price. If you see something in this video, please hit the thumbs up button. If you want to keep up to date on any new content, hit that subscribe button and hit that little bell to get your notifications. Here's another episode of Ordinary People Doing Extraordinary Things with Tammy. Hello, Tammy.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. So Tammy, she started with us as a client, and then she quickly became an agent. Tammy's out there killing it, submitting business like crazy, helping tons and tons of people, just great energy. And we want to learn a little bit about how she's doing it. And I'm really excited. Actually just got to meet Tammy about 10 minutes ago for the first time in person. So I figured this is the best way to get to know someone. What do you think?
I think it's wonderful. It was scary. I mean, this is the first time I really do get to meet you, and I've heard so many things about you. So yeah.
I appreciate it. I hope half of them are good.
More than likely, all of them are good.
That's awesome. So again, let's back up a little bit, right? You had and one of our agents, Amber, she came to your house. I'm assuming you filled out a card for information on insurance.
Yeah, actually, I did, and it was supposed to be Jen that was supposed to come, but something happened. Amber took her place.
Okay.
And got to meet Amber, and she signed me up, and here I am at working as an agent. Before she left, I was like, I would like to do what you're doing. I would like to help as many people as you helped me.
Right.
And she was like, sure. She said, all you have to do is take the class and go on from there. She said, and I'll be your mentor. And I was like, okay, great. And went on from there, took my test and passed it, and was in touch with her every week, telling her the progress of the studying and how everything was going. So
that's so important, communication. And you know, I've definitely had people I've hired like, don't worry, I'll barely ever call you. And I was like, all right, well, you probably won't be successful then, right? Because you always want to be, you know, talking to somebody and get more knowledge. And
right.
Again, that's the characteristic of a winner. So Amber comes to your house, she gives you an insurance policy, you say, man, this is great, can I do what you do? You get your insurance license, but then you come out of the gate and just crushing it. I mean, you issued over $10,000 in business your first month, right?
Yes.
So I don't know if you know how awesome that is, but that's extremely awesome. So tell me about your background. Do you have a sales background, or where did this all come from?
Absolutely no sales background.
No sales background.
No, nothing. I mean, I was green as grass. Didn't know anything about insurance. Didn't know the language. Didn't know nothing. I was, I learned all of that from Amber. I mean, talking to her and her explaining to me, you know, and in that process, there was a while going through the classes and stuff that I didn't realize how much I wanted to do it.
Right.
You know, helping people, that was my major, major thing.
And I think that right there, like, it really sums it up. You know, a lot of times people get their insurance license because they want to make money, which is okay. There's nothing wrong with making money. The problem is when they get started, they're so focused on making money that they forget about the helping part. And it's not that they don't want to help people. I think generally most people do want to help people. I think that they just forget, right? They get clouded. They get focused on the wrong thing, where you came out of the gate and says, because I know before you're like, I don't even know how much money I'm making. Right.
Right.
You know,
and I still don't, because I don't look at what's being there. I'm always looking for the next person to help.
Right.
You know, the money is good. And I'm going to be using a lot of that. I'm being putting off to the side for my husband. He has a lot of medical issues,
okay.
And what I want to do is get him where he can take a lot of time off from work, okay, and get better. He'll have all the surgeries that he needs, and maybe retire him from the hard work that he's worked all these years. And I was a stay-at-home mom all these years, so this is my opportunity to, like, a pay forward, pay.
I love it. So you just basically joined the workforce.
Yeah.
You never really had a job before or anything.
Nothing really that, yeah.
That's awesome. So like I said, again, I don't know if I can say enough, you're doing an amazing job. You know, we definitely hire a lot of agents, bring a lot of agents on, and it's just amazing to see what you're doing. You know, so you're out in the field, right? You're a field agent. Are you doing any kind of telesales at all?
No.
No? And there's nothing wrong with that?
Yeah, it's scary. Jen had asked me for me to go on to telesales, and I'm like, man, that's a scary process. And she was like, field, that's scary. You know, knocking on doors, that's scary.
Uh-huh.
It's like, that's my comfort zone.
Yeah, no, and that's fine, and I think you're doing great, and I think you should continue with that. I definitely wouldn't change anything. And you know, it's funny, Jen says that, but Jen's out in the field right now,
yes,
right? You know, Jen, she can't sit still. You know, she did telesales, and she could do it for a little bit, but she can only sit still for so long. So you're out there, you're getting leads. I know you're actually working some of Jen's older leads that she either didn't get to or that she wasn't able to close, and you're helping a lot of those people, right?
Yeah, and I had asked for some leads. Whenever you first start the business,
right?
I didn't have the funds to buy leads right off the bat.
Right.
So I got it from the other agents, Jen and right. Amber, their old leads. And made by doing those leads, mm-hmm. I was able to make enough money to start buying my own leads.
Right.
So without them and sharing those leads, I wouldn't be where I'm at either.
Yeah, so that's awesome. I mean, you know, one, it's, I think people are really generous at the Price Group, you know, and I kind of set the standard with that and always helping agents and giving leads. So that's awesome. But like your first week, what was your production your first week? Do you remember?
No, I don't.
You don't even pay attention.
No, absolutely not. I think it was like 6,000 yeah. or something like
that. Yeah, it was over 6,000. I remember seeing it. I'm like, whoa, where'd Tammy come from, right? And I started asking about, like, Tammy was my client. Tammy wanted to sell insurance. Tammy's selling insurance now. So
yeah.
So you did that with some old leads.
Right. And that was amazing.
It felt good?
It felt really, really good.
That's good. Because you're making multiple sales every day for the most part, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. And that's, you know, I think we sell a pretty higher volume than most places. But, you know, most people in a sales organization, period, they don't get to make a sale every day.
Right. Well, I think what it is for me, that was like talking to people and getting leads from those families. Right. Maybe they didn't buy any, I mean, they didn't purchase any policies.
Mm-hmm.
But I had so many leads from that one family.
So you get referrals.
So I have so many referrals right. from them.
Mm-hmm.
One family gave me 10 referrals. Out of that 10 referrals, mm-hmm. I got five.
Five policies.
Five policies
referrals.
Off wow. of those. Right. So that's where everything comes into play. Because it's not just about the leads. It's about the people that
right.
you can actually get more referrals from.
Right.
So I have like a notebook with 4 pages of referrals.
Still got to catch up with.
That I still have to catch up with.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, there's so many people that are just scared. They're scared to ask referrals.
Right. Well, and I'm not.
No, obviously, right? What do you want to say to the people that are, there's a lot of insurance agents that are going to be watching this. What would you say to somebody who doesn't ask for referrals or who's scared to ask for referrals?
Ask for referrals because that's where you're getting all of your leads to, your policies.
Yeah. I mean, referrals is a big part of the business, you know, and again, this is what it comes down to. I think most agents are thinking about the money and they don't want to bother people, right? They're coming at the wrong thing. You're thinking about it, you know, I need to help this person with a policy. But not only does this person need help, this person knows a lot of other people that need help. So it's easy for you to ask and it's a natural thing for you. Does that sound about right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes.
That's awesome. And then also, too, I heard you're doing some cold door knocking where you're just knocking on some neighbors' doors. How's that going?
That's the most... That is my most fun.
You enjoy it?
I enjoy it tremendously because neighbor knocking is you meeting people and they actually need it.
Right.
You know, they need the help.
They do.
I'm there and I'm helping them and then, you know, getting to know them.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You ever deal with any kind of negative stuff yet or anything? Or it's all
been
positive?
Oh, yes.
Yes?
Yeah, I had several of them. I'm not interested, and they closed the door right on you.
Okay.
I had some that said, you can't park here. You'll have to leave. Yeah. And those were friendly terms that I'm telling you.
Right, right. That's good. I just want to make sure you didn't find like this secret magical neighborhood where everyone was just really, really nice.
No.
You're just out there doing it just like everyone else.
Yeah, you get some really ugly things thrown at you sometimes, but that just makes you, well, it makes me stronger.
Right.
Because I know that the next person is not like that. Maybe they had a bad day. You know, maybe there's something going on with them that day that,
absolutely.
You know, maybe they lost their job. You never know what's going on with them. So I take that with a grain of salt and move on to the next person.
That's awesome. That's
yeah.
Awesome.
I can't just think about all the negative, you know, because it would just bring me down. And I'm not like that.
I say, right, it's what we focus on. Right. We could think about negative stuff all day long and then we got a negative life, or we could let that go and think about positive stuff all day long. And then we have a positive life. You could have two people go through the same exact life. And depending on what they observe or what they bring in, they could tell you completely different stories of what happened.
Exactly.
So you're on the positive side. That's awesome. So, I mean, what's been your favorite part about this? I mean, obviously, like, again, like going from a client to an agent, I mean, you're out there working every day, like you're talking to people, you're helping multiple people on a daily basis. I mean, this is going from, you know, being a housewife, right, to doing this. Obviously, it's a huge change in your life.
Correct. I think the most enjoyable thing that I can relate to is I can call Amber or Jen mm-hmm. and say, I'm having a bad day, or today is horrible. I didn't get any policies today. I didn't help any families. And they're like, it's a learning experience because we all have that one day where we don't.
Mm-hmm.
And always have somebody to lean back on, you know, that's in the business. So.
And you got two great people. I mean, both of them just have like amazing, amazing energy. I remember talking to Amber. I hired Amber and I was just like, Jen, like Amber, your mentor is going to be Jen. Like, I just remember that that was just a perfect fit.
Yeah. And Amber, I mean, I can call her and I was like, Amber, she'll call me, Tammy, you're getting paid today. And I'm like, oh, really?
There you go.
She was like, yeah, you're getting paid. And I'm like, she said, you don't look at none of your stuff? No. I just go, you know, nonstop.
Have you seen any kind of money that excited you or got you a little bit? Like, oh, wow, you're paying me this?
Yeah, absolutely. I got a $1,000 paycheck in like 2 days. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? Yeah, one policy paid me $1,100.
That feels good, right? It took you what, like an hour to do?
An hour. If that, I would say basically 30 minutes. You know, I was, that one particular policy I remember very well, mm-hmm. the man and the lady, and just very sweet, sweet people. But they were in a hurry. They were like, can you do this? And we got to go. It's like, yeah, sure.
They just wanted it.
They needed that policy right. for her. Mm-hmm. So, and I wrote it up and she's good to go. And I was too. I was excited. She's, Amber called me, do you know what you made? No. It was awesome.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So what do you think? You know, we talked, you know, obviously you want to help people, but do you think there's any other secrets to your success or what is it that you're doing out there that you're doing such a great job?
I think mainly is recognizing what their needs are before they do.
Right.
You know, a lot of them, they have insurance already. Most of them that I knock on the doors, but I put legacy out there. Legacy is my main seller. I can't talk more about legacy than anything. Having a policy is fine, but having legacy to help those families
absolutely.
Is amazing. And they only get it for $4.
Right.
You know, so that's what builds my business.
Yeah, you know, legacy is a game changer.
Yeah, absolutely. Because anybody can buy a policy, but they can't buy legacy.
Right.
Yeah, and legacy is the one that helps the families, and that's where I am.
Right. That makes sense. Have you dealt with a funeral before or something? It seems like something's close to you, maybe.
Yeah, well, my dad was a military veteran, mm-hmm. and whenever he passed away, the military only gave them $250.
Right, it's not much.
They went and they also gave him the monument mm-hmm. and a little plaque that had his service stuff on it.
Right.
Other than that, they didn't do anything. Yeah. So we paid for the casket. We paid for the funeral services and everything out of pocket because we didn't have insurance.
Right.
So that's where I'm at. I want the families to have that say-so of, hey, we can afford to get this beautiful casket, 18-gauge, beautiful right. casket, you know, for less than what you would pay for it at a funeral.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, legacy is great, but, you know, my condolences. You know, obviously losing your father has definitely got to be tough and thank him, you know, for his service. What do you see for the future for you? I see the smirk. So you got a future in your head.
I do. I want to be where you're at.
You want to switch seats?
No, I'm fine right here. For now, I'm fine.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, I want to grow. I want to be the agent that Jen and Bianca and Amber and you, mm-hmm. you know, I want to be on that same level.
Okay.
You know, financially, spiritually, and emotionally.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we definitely, I think we have a really good system to promote people and get them to wherever they want to go. So that's good that we know that that's what you want.
I know that I've heard so much about you. I did see you on one of the meetings, but never really got to actually talk to you and get to know you. But I've seen you on Facebook, and what an inspiration.
I really appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I try hard. So Amber is your manager. Super, super amazing. But what I want to hear is what does Amber mean to you?
Oh, she is a sister, somebody that I can trust. She helps me through some of the writing on the policies, mm-hmm. A lot of the underwriting stuff that I did, and I'm learning as I go. She's been teaching me how to do a lot of different things. When the Slice app wasn't working, she helped me to restore my Slice app. I am like non-digital learning type person. I'm still having trouble with my phone. So whenever it came to writing policies and stuff, of course the Slice app is there for you. It helps you with everything that you have. But I was having trouble with Oryx because one time it would work, the next time it wouldn't. I had to turn off my computer and bring it back up. But Amber is the one that was telling me how to do all this stuff because, right. Like, I had no experience whatsoever, not even with a laptop.
So everything's brand new.
Everything that I learned, it came from her literally coaching me through it.
That's awesome.
I mean, it's not like she was right here in the living room. She was on the phone with me telling me.
Which is harder. Which is so much harder when it comes to technology.
Right. So she was doing that. But I do want to back up for just 1 second because I got to hand it to Jen. I had no computer, no nothing to sort out my work. And Amber called Jen. Hey, Jen, do you have an extra iPad that Tammy can borrow? And she told me, she said, if you write your $10,000 policy, she said, I'll give it to you. And I did.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she was like, I'll give it to you your first couple of thousand. She said, I'll give it to you.
That's awesome.
I was like, man, that's a lot of money for an iPad.
Right.
And just to give it to somebody, she was like, you're going to have to work for it. So she was, I was able to do that and I got me a brand new one.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool. Cause it's, you know, people talk about culture a lot. And for me, you know, you want an amazing culture and you want agents that are so willing to help and stuff like that. But it's, how do you create it, right? It's not like you can't tell people you need to be a good person, right? But like to have that culture, that's part of the Price Group is, that's my favorite part, right? When I hear those stories and how, you know, agents and managers and down the line further are just doing whatever they can to help agents like yourself, like it's, that's what makes me the most happy, right? That's just, it's just really amazing. So that's a good story. I didn't hear that story before, so I'm so glad to hear that story.
Yeah, and what's good about, you know, all of the agents before us, they're helping, you know, the ones that's down here. They're giving us leads. They're helping us to get to that next level.
Yeah.
You know, they could have just said, no, buy your own leads.
Right.
Do your own thing. Get where you got to go, you know. But no, they were... They're holding your hand, teaching you, getting you where you need to be, and then pushing you to go further.
Right.
You know, and that's where I want to go, further.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Do you have any prospects, or are you hiring agents yet?
No, I I've been trying to really hard, but it's I need to get me there first. you know, because there's a lot of things that I don't know.
Absolutely.
So if I start adding agents, I know that Amber and Jen would help my Absolutely. Own agents,
yeah.
but I want to get to the point where I can do it myself too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, I help them. Well, Jen particularly, you know, for a while too. So know that they will help. And that's part of our system, right? Just right. like you said, you know, we clear the path and make the path easier so the people behind us could come through. Like that's the job, right? We want to make it so somebody could get started with us, like yourself, with no experience, you know, maybe no money to buy the technology stuff that you need to buy or the leads. And, you know, as long as you're willing, I always say it's like instant cake mix. You know, we give everything you need to be successful. You just have to add the work.
Right.
Right. That's the only thing we can't do. And you added the work and, you know, we gave you everything else that you needed. And guess what? You got a beautiful cake now, right?
Absolutely. I love my cake.
Well, Tammy, I would love to thank you for being on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. I really appreciate everything. And thank you, David.
Absolutely. You're amazing. So if there's something that you've seen that you like, please put it in the comments. If there's something that you want to see or some questions that you have, again, add them to the comments. If you liked everything, please hit that thumbs up button. If you want to keep track of or some see the more content that we put on, hit that subscribe button and hit that little bell so you get a notification. This has been another episode of Ordinary People Doing Extraordinary Things with David Price.